That's kind of what it is.
Okay.
And it is.
It hasn't met in a while, and it would be a good thing if, you know, it did meet. Yeah. Okay, Paulina.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I can only add to that that it hasn't met in a while, and it's I think it should meet. Now, my question to Heather is the following: Heather, how do you envision affiliate programming being more widely used and taken up on the so-called Five Sister stations? Because you know, I feel like it's too much of a one-way street right now. We have tried to do that with the national show, but it's only one national show. It's not mandated, and we tried our best to take a segment here, a segment there. But do you have a vision for how the kind of content that you're creating at your station and at other stations throughout the country that are over 200, right? How to make it, if not more available, because available it already is, perhaps. But how to make it happen more often for Pacifica stations to be taking up affiliate content? Thank you.
Yeah, so I just want to say that I think that we should definitely have more of a collaborative relationship between the Pacifica stations and the affiliate stations and the Pacifica stations. Absolutely, that we need to have more of an educational process so that. Certainly the Pacifica stations know more about some of the programs that they might have interest in as far as the affiliate stations are concerned. So just so you all know, there are about 235 stations affiliated to Pacifica, but there are so many other community radio stations around the country, really. So at any rate, Paulina, I think we should definitely explore the possibility of informing the Pacifica station certainly about some of these programs. And you know, I think it was in the program committee, they were interested also in having some people from the Pacifica stations participating in some of the affiliate meetings on Thursday afternoon. So we're exploring that as well. It would be another way to have more of a collaborative relationship. So that's something I would just love to work on more. Absolutely.
Great, thank you.
I have a question for you, Heather.
Yeah.
My impression is that most of the affiliate stations take, you know, they get whatever content they're getting from Pacifica. It's usually maybe two or three programs a week, or I don't know, sometimes more, sometimes less. And they carry it at a certain time. And other than that, they're not all that involved with, you know, what's going on in Pacifica. I mean, I'm sure there are exceptions, but that's my impression of most of the affiliates. But what I would like to see happen is to get a much tighter collaboration on ongoing projects with Pacifica that includes live national programming, and I think there could be a much better effort to get to that point, both from the affiliates side and from Pacifica's side. I think maybe Paulina was sort of going in that direction as well. So, I mean, what will be your reaction to that?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great idea. I think we should have more national programs, certainly with representatives of both the Pacifica stations and the affiliate stations. I've found, though, that, I mean, it's true that with the Pacifica stations and the affiliate stations, there's just not enough known about each other, really. And so I think somehow we should come up with some process to be having more of an educational process. So one way or the other, but I think that's a good idea, though, Alex. I think we could do that, absolutely. And I think it would be good for Pacifica stations to be also better informed, as you're inferring, actually, about some of the skills and talents and programs and so forth in the affiliate stations across the country. So, Yeah, we should start that, absolutely. You know, figure out some way to enhance that opportunity to have more of a collaboration, no question. Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing, I know that Lawrence was asking Jose about, or somebody was asking Jose about Native American affiliations and so forth. So, you know, I think that a lot of people don't necessarily know that there are, of course, Native American stations, affiliate stations. And, I mean, there's just a whole range of representation within the community radio network across the country, which to me is just always so impressive.
Okay. Anybody else? Question or comment?
This is Paulina. I've spoken too much, but if nobody else has a burning desire, I would love to ask a very quick question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Chair, we are out of item, just to let you know.
Oh, we're out of time. Okay, so let's we need another time extension, but let's make it a quick one. Can we finish this up in, say, 4 minutes? You want to make a request for a four-minute time extension?
Sure, Paulina, I'd like to move to extend for 4 minutes.
And do we have a second?
Tom, seconds.
Okay, any objections? Okay, go ahead, Paulina.
Heather, I'm wondering, actually to both Heather and Jose, I'm wondering your knowledge of Spanish language programming around the network, around the community radio in general, especially within the affiliates program in Pacifica, how widespread is it? How available is it?
Jose, you would probably know more than I would, I think.
Well, not necessarily, but I do know some. So I'll speak. As far as I'm very familiar with a lot of original programming, and that's been part of my mission in management, is to present the voices that are either marginalized or they just need to be heard, they're not represented. And so that would include Spanish language, that includes LGBTQ programming, that includes females in hip-hop culture. That's a balance, providing the balance. So, you know, I can speak for Chaos. I can speak for KZUU when I was at Washington State University and also KWSU. We actually pursued and sought out producers and people who wanted to present a voice, whether it be through student organizations like META or Centro de la Raza. You know, we have community organizations that are doing work. In Olympia, we have a program called Cielo. And so these are partners in the community. We've inducted them and made them aware that the airwaves belong to them. And they have a message. We have a message within our Spanish language and other, communities that are underrepresented. Our duty is to let them know that the airwaves belong to them. They have access, especially through college, public, independent radio and low power FM. We're represented. So in addition to those organizations, we have Chaos is founded with the Spanish language show since 1973. Was one of the original shows on Chaos. It's called Sonidos. It's a Saturday show. It's been around with two hosts who've been there for the last 47 years. And so there's also other programming that's newer. Some that's native and indigenous language programming. These are just essential because although they don't meet maybe the largest of the market share, they provide a voice that is worthy and it needs to be represented. It has not been represented. So these are accessible. These are accessible through AudioPort whenever the producers, make them accessible. Programs like View from the Shore, Sábados Latinos and Latinos in Action. So we basically, to give a quick answer, we created a small network of of broadcasters that range from Vancouver, BC, through Seattle, down to
Seattle. Yeah.
So I'll just stop there. But that's a possibility. It's existent, and it just we have to make an effort to let people know that we're willing to broadcast or willing to provide space for them to broadcast.
Mm. Mm. Beautiful. Thank you. We need to talk more. We need to talk more. Okay, thank you.
Polina?
Chair,
Polina?
We are out of time for this item, Chair, for the suspension.
We need to extend time by 2 minutes so that we can take a vote on seating the affiliate directors. Can I get a motion on that?
Motion to extend time for 2 minutes, Chair. Lawrence?
Okay. Do we have a second?
Tom, second.
Okay.
Alex? Okay.
Alex?
Yeah.
Can I just say something quickly?
Make it really quick. Go ahead.
I'm going to make it really quick. Polina was asking about Spanish stations. So what a lot of us have done in the South, actually, is to try to, as much as possible, to get stations in the Black community, which is something that I've been involved in as well, like in Albany, Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, and parts of South Carolina. So that's also a major issue. We always need more of that as well in the South. So, but we have
absolutely
some.
Okay.
Just wanted to mention that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Heather.
Okay. Thank you, Heather. Thank you, Jose. Okay. Our bylaws do say that we have to vote on affiliate directors, even though there are only two spots open for affiliate directors. However, if we get an acclamation for the affiliate directors, we can avoid an actual election. The acclamation means somebody want to make a motion?
This is James with a point of personal privilege.
Yeah, I know that somebody is.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Your microphone. You're also breaking up a little bit. I don't know if it's your headphones or microphone or what.
Oh, okay. Let me. I could correct my end. I don't know about the interference, so. That sound, is that better? Better?
Certainly is, yes.
Okay. I'd like somebody to make a motion that reads like the following: shall Jose Gutierrez and Heather Gray be seated as the affiliate directors for 2021 on the Pacifica National Board? Would somebody like to make that motion?
Nancy,
would you like to make that motion?
Sure. So moved, and also thanks, Heather, to stepping up again.
Yes. Can we have a second on that motion?
Tom, seconds.
Okay. So before we proceed, if there is any objection, we will have to have an election. And that'll mean setting up the the protocols for an email election as we've done in the past. So, are there any objections to seating Heather Gray and Jose Gutierrez on the Pacifica National Board beginning at the next regular meeting in January? Okay, then by acclamation. Heather and Jose are the 2021 affiliate directors, and in case I forget, I want to thank Robin Collier for his service on the Pacifica National Board for the last 2 years. Thank you, Robin.
Thank you,
sure,
Robin.
And I just want to say that I will continue to be working with the Association of Affiliates, which is the nonprofit that was formed to bring a lot of the affiliates together and work separately from directly Pacifica. So a lot of things we talked about can be implemented through that as well.
Okay. Okay. So we move now.
What is your request for information, Lawrence?
Yeah, would it be too big of an ask to ask the affiliate directors to provide us with a report, whether written or oral, in regards to the Association of Affiliates to the PNB, since they do sit on this board?
Well, it's a separate organization. That the Association of Affiliates is not based on membership in the PNB. It's
I know that you
written
you
into the bylaws.
Yeah, membership on the PNB. I think you can edify us once in a while.
I did when we formed the organization. So I can send it out again. Yeah.
Okay. We we do have to move on to the next agenda item. I'm hearing an echo. Do other people hear an echo? Okay.
Yes. There's a lot of excess noise on the line.
There is also excess noise. Is somebody on a speakerphone or something? Okay. The next item is nominations for the position of secretary. Grace Aaron is stepping down as secretary of the Pacifica National Board. We have one Grace. I'll leave the floor to you at this point.
This is a 15-minute item, Chair.
I have enjoyed being the secretary. It's now time for me to move on. I'm termed out as a PNB director, and I'd like to. I would like to nominate Nancy Sorden, who's been on the board for a long time. She knows all the ins and outs of Pacifica, to be considered for the officer position of secretary, and Marianne Adane as the recording secretary. Marianne has a lot of recording secretary experience. Good friend of Tom Voorhees who suggested her, those are my nominations. Nancy Sorden for the officer position of secretary, and Marianne Adane as the recording secretary. The floor is open to any other nominations, should anyone else wish to be the secretary.
Okay. Does anybody else want to contribute to this discussion?
Eileen, with a request for information.
What is your request, Eileen?
I think Nancy to act as secretary, isn't that just a short-term position since she's coming out?
This board is sunsetting in a little over a month. The next regular January meeting, this board will still be here, but I don't care. That will be their last. This is our penultimate. This is the penultimate meeting of the 2020 Pacifica National Board. A new Pacifica National Board will be meeting in 2021. Some of the members of this board may very well return in 2021, but we're all going soon. In one way or another. I didn't mean to make too much of a joke out of that, sorry.
This is Grace. I'd like to mention that the secretary of the National Board, the official secretary, does not need to be a member of the National Board. So should Nancy desire to stay on as the secretary, the official secretary, she could. Of course, nominations for officers will happen after the new board is seated at the end of January, early February. So this board will be continuing until the local station boards elect new national board directors. And then in early February, new officers will be nominated and voted on. And I'd like to say that I'd like to ask that the nominees, if there are any other if there are no other nominees, I'd like to ask that Nancy and then Marianne introduce themselves.
Well, let me just ask if there are any other nominees before we go on to that. Okay, I don't hear anybody else coming up with other nominees. So, Nancy, you go first. You want to say something?
Hi, folks. Nancy Sorden here. I am honored to have been nominated for this. I feel comfortable doing this at least for the duration of this board's term. I'm very glad though we have a nominee for a recording secretary, and although my time is now freed up from my coursework, so I can do these things. It'd be really helpful to have somebody do the minutes, and I believe that's what Marianne is going to be doing, and I can help her find her way around. I will post meetings, I'm familiar with a lot of the systems in Pacifica already, having been chair before, and I'd be honored to serve.
Thank you, Nancy. Marianne, would you like to say a few words?
Okay, am I unmuted at this point?
Yes, you are.
Okay. What can I say? I kind of got my arm twisted by Tom. This is not a position I sought, but evidently there is a need for my services, and should you find somebody else anytime soon, I would be only happy to hand off the job. It's something I'm good at. I've been doing it for, my God, close to 60 years now? Yeah, I'm old. I do it for many organizations. I actually run an environmental nonprofit. And I think there's probably no need to take up more time. You're already well behind schedule, so let's move on.
Thank you, Marianne. And just for everyone's information, I've heard that Marianne lives on an island that has cell phone coverage. Is that true?
I do live on an island, and it's not a tiny island. It's a very large island. There is cell phone coverage in parts of the island, just not this part.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, it gets a little ironic.
Mr. Chair, personal privilege.
Yes. Somebody, whoever is washing dishes, could you please mute yourself?
Please mute
yourself. Jesus. Thank you. Okay. So we have a nominee for secretary and for recording secretary.
Chair,
we are required to...
Paulina, sorry. Point of privilege.
Let me finish. We are required to hold an election for secretary in the bylaws. But if there are no other candidates, we can do what we just did and vote that person in by acclamation. So Let's see if that happens. Shall we seat Nancy Sorden as the Secretary of the Pacifica National Board, beginning immediately? We need somebody to make that motion.
Jan Goodman, so moved. Jan Goodman, so moved.
Thank you, Jan. And do we have a second?
Grace, second.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay, then Nancy is seated by acclamation. And we need another motion. Shall we seat Marianne Edain? Am I pronouncing that correctly? I'm not sure. Marianne Edain as the recording secretary of the Pacifica National Board.
Jan Goodman, so moved.
Okay. Would somebody like to second that motion?
I'll second it.
This is Heather. I'll second.
Okay. And are there any objections? Terrific. Before we move on, I want to thank Grace Aaron for her service as secretary. It's been invaluable. And this is also probably the last board meeting that Grace will be attending, since I understand that she will be resigning as a director sometime later this month. So I just want to thank you for all the work you've been doing, Grace.
You're very welcome, Alex. It's been a pleasure to work with you and the other directors.
Alex?
Yes?
This is Heather. Could I say something as well?
Sure. Go ahead.
I just want to express my appreciation, Grace, so much for your work and your consistency. Thank you so much for your devotion. Thank you.
Thank you. And yours also.
Thanks.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to say something.
Yes, go ahead, Lawrence.
Grace, thank you. I think I've served a couple of terms on the PMB, and I have to say you have been one of the most efficient secretaries that I've known of. And I know you and I had a yin and a yang going on for a while, but I've grown to have tremendous amount of respect for you and for your acumen when it comes to matters about Pacifica. Thank you for your service.
Welcome.
Nancy, did you want to say something?
I would like to also add my thanks to Grace, and I point out to everyone, it's obvious it's taking two people to replace her. And I know you take note of all the details that you take care of in between the meetings, and you're right on top of things and timely, and it's because of you we function so well as we do. Thank you.
This is Lydia.
Lydia, go ahead. You have the floor.
Okay. So all of the above, but she's not dying. And and I'm happy to report that she will be tapped for different for assistance in different areas. And Grace, I'll see you at Sprout.
Pardon me?
I think you're just being recruited for some other job, Grace.
Okay. All right. I take that as a compliment.
Okay.
Hey, Ralph.
Go ahead, Ralph.
I
says, Charles, good luck. Am I muted? Did you hear
me? No, we hear you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Say goodbye and good luck. Be bumping into you in one situation or other if you stay in these vineyards of radio and political activity. Take care.
Okay. I didn't really hear that. It was very low, but thank you.
He said he'll be bumping.
You, obviously, in some of these vineyards, if you so choose to continue working. Political radio, community radio, political activity. I will be bumping into you in other vineyards. Good luck. Did you hear?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Ralph.
Okay, anybody else? Okay, then let's move on. And the next item on the agenda is the report from our interim executive director, Lydia Brazone. This is a 10-minute item, including question time. Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, so what happened, the event, I'm not going to go into the too much of the nuts and bolts. Uh-oh, I'm going to lose my charger on my phone. Let me switch phones. But anyway, we had the National Fund Drive on November 17th that met with a lot of challenges, primarily the phones, and that were not set up for us at KPSK. Hold on, I'm changing phones. Okay, I'm back. So consequently, we had to make some last-minute changes right away because the phones weren't, well, they weren't set up from the station, so we used PRAs, and their phones weren't working that well either. It would ring and then immediately go somewhere. We don't know where yet, but we're looking. And, but we started...
Mr. Chair, can you mute that person?
Could whoever drink a cocktail please mute themselves?
So what we needed to do was start moving the listeners to Pacifica.org, which all of that, the Pacifica.org portion went smoothly. And a lot of lessons learned. I'm kind of exhausted and therefore giddy and a little silly. But there was one episode that happened relative to Director Bolina. And Bolina had been working to edit all of the programming. We had to drop it in. Our idea was to drop it in advance, pre-recorded, edited, et cetera, with the pitch and so forth. And because we can't, obviously because of COVID, there are all these challenges doing the live programming and so on and so forth. And so she thought she could do it all, and she mostly did. And however, she had been during that last day. People need to mute, please.
Eileen, could you possibly identify where that noise is coming?
Yeah, let me get back to my computer. Sorry.
So she slept for more than 24 hours, and she went to take a nap in her car. This is the day of the broadcast, of course, and I needed to talk to her to do, there was some another editing issue, and I'm knocking on the windows of her car, like both, and I walk around the car, and I knock on the other, I'm banging on the windows trying to wake the poor woman up. And I said, oh, my God, we killed her. And I was like, she finally woke up, and we did have someone else drive her home at the end of the day. But it speaks to the dedication of so many of our volunteers. This is not a unique experience. Mark Torres told me his first fund drive
He drove himself home and ended up in an accident because he had not slept for 24 hours. So I caution everyone to be devoted to Pacifica, but let's not kill ourselves. And Paulina, a million thanks for all of the hard work and editing, for sure. But she wasn't the only one. I got help from several other people, including Renee, who put out the email blast the night before. And we raised $1,200 before we even went on air. And so, and then we had new people, new voices conducting the interview, and Garrison of the John Densmore interview that was the hottest premium for the day. We're going to continue offering the premiums. I'm going to send out an email blast because we do very well online. And so outside of the fiasco with the phones, we raised, well, I'm guessing, it's about $15,000. I'm waiting for, again, some of those missed calls and some more items being posted. And so I'm going to keep the appeal going and the premiums on the Pacifica.org website. Also next week is that we're going to introduce the Wear Your Damn Mask press release with some of the PSAs that we recorded, some of which were part of the interviews, so that we have the not only the initial one that I had done with Kevin DeLeon and so forth, but we have it from John Densmore, we have it from director Greg Nava, which was also an excellent interview, I'm recording other PSAs so that we can do a more major rollout, which will constitute a good substantive press release. And also, we will include the actual programming that took place because those were very unique and important interviews, and we're going to be adding to those. I'm also looking into some of the podcasts from various sectors that have approached us in the past about posting podcasts, so looking into how that can be facilitated. All of this at Pacifica.org, because when this happened with the phone, I was inclined to have a take two on November 9th, but all the stations are in FunDrive, so that did not work out, so I decided, okay, I'm just going to stick with Pacifica.org, but offer these various programs, and certainly the PSAs, I'm certainly inclined to do more of an open source approach to it so that the word can get out. And the thinking behind that is that you can hear kind of the generic appeals to wear your mask, but that's very different from hearing someone you really admire, hearing someone that has a lot of support in whatever the sector. So some are politicians, some are community organizers, some are artists and celebrities, some are, you know, not everybody is high profile, but have a lot of people identify with them or their movement. So we can have different voices that hopefully will have an impact. I still, in L.A., which is L.A., and we're on the verge of a complete stay-at-home order, I still see plenty of people without masks, and so I think it's really important. I don't have to tell you the toll it has taken on all of our stations, all of our communities, and all of humanity, of course. And so the little bit that Pacifica can do in that regard, I think, is well worth the effort. And so we should be ready to roll that out at Pacifica.org very soon. We'll also be having offering something that we didn't during the fund drive, which are our Pacifica.org face masks. Those have been doing well for the stations that have been using those as thank you gifts. And let me see what else. That was the highlight. Then some of the things is that we have had some grants that have been received at some stations. We've had some bequests that are in the process. And so financially, that's where we are. Again, everybody's in fund drive. We survived, you know, the worst pandemic in the century. And as a an institution, we are moving forward. Also, I'm sending out some more advisories to the stations. Most stations already have their own criteria for safety during COVID, but I'm going to send, when I was at KPFK, they didn't have the signs on the doors, and KPFA is going to send me what they're doing. So we're all starting to share because we really, really have to rise to the occasion. And let me see what else. Well, let me take questions, and that will probably cover other issues I failed. Questions? Anyone?
Quinton for the staff.
Alex?
Sorry, I was muted. Sorry. Lyndon, go ahead.
Hi, Lydia. You know, I fear that we may not get to the motion that I put in the agenda, and I was wondering if you'd read the motion and just what your thoughts are on enforcing that. I mean, I got this wording from.
I requested this, all the statements you requested, they will be sent to me, and I'll send them to you, or they'll be sent to both of us at the same time. But I will see them, and those should
Thank
be
you very
in
much.
Short order. She'll be working on them immediately.
Thank you very much.
I spoke to her today. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Paulina.
She's alive, everyone. Go ahead, Paulina.
Let me know if I'm recognized. Okay. Lydia, what's the mechanism? Oh, there's so much echo, sorry. What's the mechanism for the delivery of premiums? Because normally we handle this station by station, and it's our membership department, which I'm sure is overwhelmed right now with just the logistics of this fund drive at KPFK, at least. That's all I can speak about. So what's the mechanism for the national fund drive premium delivery?
Okay, well, the arrangement, for example, with John Densmore's book is with his publisher. So I'm filling out those forms in order to have that shipment delivered to KPFK, but to my attention, and then I will enlist either my immediate family to do all of the the packing of the books. But again, everything COVID safe, or find another family that we know that within the household. It probably doesn't take much, except for I can have one person send out the labels, and then. And then have someone pack them and go to the post office. The post office will be the biggest challenge, but it will not be incumbent on the station.
Chair, we're out of time.
We are out of time. Okay, then we let's go on to the next agenda item, which is the report from our ICFO. Is Anita Sims here?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay, Anita, you have 10 minutes, and that'll include question time.
All right, sir. Thank you. Just to provide an update as to where we're at with the day-to-day work, I sent out the October financials today out to the NFC. After some adjustments, so they should be in good order. Also, we're working on the cash flow that I would present at the committee meeting next Tuesday. I've reached out to some of the general managers to, quite frankly, get an update on revenue. So that has been the delay on that. We were part of the audit meeting that was on Monday. And my understanding from George Walter, he is about or fairly close to producing a new trial balance that he will send to the auditors.
and then hopefully be able to start sending material analysis and what have you. Any questions off of that?
I'll take a stack for one to speak. Anita, I have a question. Do you have maybe you're not the best person to answer it? I got you here. Do you have a ballpark figure of when we can expect 2019 audit to be done, and when
is it, would it be realistic?
The 2020 audit, no. June of 2021, because that's the goal we have to do. We have to make order it reinstated for CPB funding.
If I heard you, because I'm hearing a lot of echo also. What I think the question was, what was the deadline for the completion of the 2019 audit? Is that correct?
Well, do you have any kind of ballpark estimate of when you think it might be done? I know this is probably better asked of the auditor himself, but he's not here and you are.
Well, we're going to try for the end of January, but honestly, we've not talked to him about how George will be ready to send the information. We're hoping that they're able to start working on it. We'll get confirmation on that, hopefully, if not tomorrow, by early next week. And I can report then to all of you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr.
Anybody?
Chair, I have a point of personal privilege. This is Grace.
Yes, Grace.
This is the worst sound quality of any meeting. Is there any way that we can mute whoever, wherever the all the interference is coming from?
I'm not sure it's coming from any one source. Eileen, do you have any idea?
Yeah, I've been casting around looking to see if it is coming from a particular source, and I can't find it. You know, it's no one person.
Yeah, I don't know if this is the worst quality meeting we've ever had. I'm kind of... I've been fed up with Maestro for a while. this is what we have. Eileen, if you could figure it out, that would be great. I don't know what else we can do at this point.
You know, sometimes, John Goodman, may I be heard?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, John.
Sometimes it's just a bad phone line, and if people call back, you know, if everybody, you know, right now we're almost at the end of the meeting. But even so, maybe if everybody just hung up and called back, we might just get a better line.
Okay. You know? Anyway, are there any other questions for...
It's not coming from any...
Yeah, let's get back to the business at hand. Are there any other questions for Anita Sims, our interim CFO? Okay. Thank you, Anita.
Thank you.
Okay, then we now go to committee reports. First committee is the audit committee, and actually we are 10:30. If we're going to have a closed session, we should probably go to it right now.
Mr. Chair,
what is the will of the body? Do we want to go to closed session, or do we want to continue with the open session?
Chair, this is James. May I be recognized?
Yes, James.
I have a very quick motion from the Finance Committee that I hope we could get to. We could probably do it in a couple of minutes. I hope we could get to that. We had a late meeting and it took a lot of time getting to that. I'd like to try and get it done if we could.
All right. Well,
Chair, this
we'll
is Ron. To be on the stack.
Nancy, yeah. To the stack.
Okay, we're just going to proceed at this point.
There's no stack. I was just asking.
I was going to say, I think that we have already handled several things that we don't need to handle in closed session. We've handled some of them by email, and we handled some of them maybe already.
Yeah, I object.
We don't need to go right away. We can keep going here for a while longer.
Okay. Lawrence, there's nothing to object to. Nobody's made a motion.
Okay.
Let's go on with what's from the Audit Committee. Eileen?
Okay. Yeah. Actually, you guys kind of already said most of what I was going to say. We're moving along on the audits. At some point, we got a good report from George the other night on his process. And if he runs into a lot of bottlenecks, then he will call on members of the audit committee to help him out at the individual stations. I'm optimistic that we could finish 2019 and then jump right into 2020. If we can do that and get it done to turn in by the deadline in California of June 30th, we will be caught up. That's what I'm hoping for. And I'll just stop there. I haven't got more at this moment.
Okay. And any questions, anybody? Okay, then we'll go on to the next report. This is from the Coordinating Committee. Chris?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This will be brief as well. The Coordinating Committee failed to meet quorum. This has been actually kind of a confusing period in that we had the originally scheduled meeting date would have been the day before Thanksgiving or whatever we're calling that holiday these days. I'm going to take responsibility for this. I wasn't aware that the meeting date had not been posted. I will make sure that that takes place in the succeeding periods, and hopefully we'll have a more successful meeting at the next opportunity. Since there was no meeting, there are no proposals or anything, but we did have a little bit of back and forth with Grace via by email for the agenda tonight, and I appreciated that. So I hope everybody got what they wanted on the agenda, and in the future, they can forward it to the committee, and we'll do our best to put that together. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Let's hear from the Finance Committee then. James?
Thank you, Chair. I'm going to just make the report from the Finance Committee to say that we are still in a serious financial situation due to COVID and historic trends in our industry. We are in financial difficulties, and it's important, very important right now that we have full understanding of exactly how much money we have and where it is. And this motion goes to that concern, and I'll read the motion now. But before I do, I'll point out that it passed on the committee 9-4 and 0 against, as noted in the agenda. This motion is also in the agenda for anybody who wants to follow along. Motion. The NFC requests that the PNB pass the following motion. In order to promote transparency, it is resolved that all stations will scan copies of their daily bank deposits to NEDA for verification or review. If I may, I'd like to motivate very briefly.
You may motivate, but I have a question about the motion, but I'll let you motivate first. Go ahead.
Very good. This is aims, among other things, at problems that we've had in the past with misallocation or miscategorization of funds. In some cases, quite large amounts of funds were misallocated, and one reason that this is needed, in addition to keeping on top and keeping close tabs on where our money is and how much we have, the other reason for this is to make sure that things go where they need to go. And to do that, we need to be able to see the deposit side. And I would also like to ask at this point, if perhaps after you make your comment, share your question, ask Anita if she would like to say anything about this.
Okay. My question was only that I was under the impression that that is what happens now, that I thought the station do scan their daily bank deposits and send the scanned copies to Netta. Is that not the case?
Well, it's the case in the two stations. In the stations that are using the Mass 500 system, it is the case. Other stations theoretically are copying their deposits before they make them. I understand from Anita that that's a common good business practice that all the stations should be doing. We certainly hope that they are. I know that WBAI is. This is just to get it to Netta so they can see it rather than have it reside at the stations.
Okay. Anita, would you like to comment on this?
Yes, sir, I may. I would echo the same thought. We do not see the deposits from the other stations, only the two that we work directly with. And I think for transparency, it would really be good if we could be able to do it. They would, of course, be filed in our electronically and kept it in a separate file, if you will. But it also allows us to see it and, quite frankly, ask questions, especially if it's a substantial gift or anything over $1,000 or what have you.
Okay. Does anybody want to get back to address this motion? Okay.
This is Eileen. I have a short comment. Just to make sure that Anita is able to indicate to the other stations exactly what it is she expects or needs to receive from them. Okay, maybe, you know, send out a sample or a template or something, because they may have different ideas of what this means. That's all.
Okay, anybody else? Okay, so let me ask, are there any objections to this motion? Okay, the motion approved by unanimous consent.
That concludes the finance report, Chair. And thank you to everyone.
Thank you to everyone.